Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
Greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It is Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman, together presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80, and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. 10 minutes away from your phone calls at 888-729-3776. We open up the lines to you so you can have a safe space. It could be sports-related, by your team, feeling pretty good about that, not feeling pretty good about that. It could be the Christmas shopping holiday blues, maybe your worst Christmas experience in terms of what people have done to you, whatever you got. Safe space is there with no judgment and no criticism. Your phone calls at 888-729-3776. Whatever you got to say, inside and outside of sports, the safe space is there for you at 888-729-3776. And plenty of Steelers fans, I'm sure they need a safe space pretty much all season long. Even though the team is 7-7, sorry, Chad Brown, I hate to do that to the team that you played for. But lately, a lot of people are wondering about Mike Tomlin. Message not getting through, especially when it comes to certain talented players, like George Pickens, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver. When he was not blocking in the game last week versus the Colts, Jalen Jones was able to make a play to the Colts cornerback. He said he was trying to avoid an injury when that happened on Saturday. He used this quote on Tuesday: "I was just trying to prevent the Tank Dell situation." For those who don't know, Tank Dell, the outstanding wide receiver, the rookie wide receiver of the Houston Texans, got injured blocking on a running play, out for the season. He said the same thing happened to him and George Pickens. "I ain't want to get an injury. When you stay on the block too low, you can get ran up on very easily," end quote. Well, this is what Mike Tomlin had to say about what George Pickens had to say about, "I'm going to not get hurt if I can avoid it."
"He is very much a work in progress. It's not going to be one incident or one meeting or one form of discipline that's going to institute the type of change that we're hunting, to be quite honest with you. It is going to be continual. He is aware of that. We meet on a routine basis. We met last Wednesday, he and I. We met again today. I would like him to be more professional in terms of addressing some of his shortcomings with you guys to further add fluidity to the process. He's not helping himself. He's not helping the process in the manner in which he's dealt with you guys. But the manner in which he deals with you guys is not necessarily the manner in which he deals with us or himself regarding acknowledging where he is and where he needs to go."
That is something, Chad, I would have never thought I would hear from Mike Tomlin, explaining why a player essentially gave up on a play when they need him to have that block to try to get into the end zone.
Football is a great game because it is just so clear. Did you get the job done or did you not? Did you score the touchdown or did you not? Did you make the catch or did you not? Did you get the block or did you not? But within all of that, we always expect effort.
Yes.
Whether we're fans, whether we're teammates, whether we're coaches, effort's the non-negotiable part of it. Yes, has anyone ever played a perfect game? I played with Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. He never played a perfect game. But the effort was always there. So for George Pickens to not give what we all think is just a prerequisite, that's what's just so difficult to accept here. And to hear Mike Tomlin, who I got a tremendous amount of respect for, you know, talk about George Pickens not being a finished product, that seems like you're missing the mark a little bit there, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're playing really soft with your words for something that is a absolute non-negotiable. I've coached NFL players. I've coached Pop Warner teams. The expectation of effort was always the same. I am not here to coach your effort.
Yeah.
I'm here to make you a great player. I'm here to help you hone your techniques. I'm here to give you the mental understanding of the game so you can process this game pre-snap and give yourself best chance for success during the snap. But I'm not here to discuss or work on your effort level. That's something that you got to bring every day. So, again, the standard has slipped in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And for a coach who has essentially become an icon around the phrase, "the standard is the standard,"
right,
for him to allow that standard to slip and now to give that kind of answer at a press conference when discussed directly about a player's effort, I think Mike missed the mark there.
Here's something I just thought about that you triggered in my brain right now when it comes to Mike Tomlin. Maybe, just maybe, he knows he can't reach George Pickens. Maybe he's tried everything possible and nothing seems to work. But he knows that, man, I need this guy out there if our offense is going to be better. But if our offense is not going to be better, I don't want to alienate him and then have him really go into a funk. Because most coaches, with a pedigree or not a pedigree, is not going to make excuses for that. He basically said, I'm going to play it again in the beginning, what Mike Tomlin said about George Pickens essentially giving up on blocking and being there for his team.
He is very much a work in progress.
You would have never heard that from Mike Tomlin about you giving up on a play and giving up on your teammate just because you have a fear of injury. If you have a fear of injury, well, welcome to the National Football League. Plenty of people have a fear of injury. No one wants to be injured going out there. But to essentially say, that's why I decided to not block for my teammate. I know if I'm that teammate, I'm thinking, dude, really? As much as we try to get up to you to try to get you in position to make big plays, you can't even do that and do your proper technique and do that? And to have your coach excuse it away, in my opinion. That way from Mike Tomlin, I expect that from guys that don't have a Super Bowl ring or don't have the success and pedigree that he's had. But to hear him say that he's a work in progress without saying, man, we can't have that nonsense. Maybe he says it behind closed doors. I have no idea. I'm just going by what I heard from Mike Tomlin. And that is if I'm a Steelers fan, that's the last thing I want to hear about my team.
I go back and forth on this thought, Freddie, so often.
Okay.
What is your responsibility as a professional coach? If this is a high school football team, you take George Pickens and you put him on the sideline. You got to teach him a lesson. You know, you got to show him, put somebody in the game who's going to show you how to do this when you get in there, son. Watch the way Billy blocks when he goes in there. Let's watch some tape on how Freddie blocks when Freddie goes in the game. That's high school. This is the NFL. And
yes.
Where is your obligation? First, is your obligation to uphold and to set the standard and have all players meet that standard? Or is your obligation to go out there and try to win the game, even with guys who don't do all the things that they're supposed to do, even with guys who don't reach the standard in, you know, of the five skill sets demanded at their position? Maybe they don't reach the standard in three of those, but the other two, they make it okay where you say, let me put this guy on the field because maybe he'll make a flash play or an explosive play for us out there. So where does the obligation for a NFL head coach lie? Are you teaching lessons? Or are you trying to win football games?
Right.
And at what point, when those paths go in opposite directions, which way do you lean as an NFL head coach? Where's your obligations lie?
And, oh, by the way, the Pittsburgh Steelers have struggled to score all year long. I wonder how much of that was in the mindset of Mike Tomlin saying, if we're going to find a way to do anything, that guy, I need him out there to produce. That doesn't mean you make excuses about that, at least on the surface. When it comes to a talented guy who has shown at times – he can be very, very immature when it comes to George Pickens. And you can even put Deontay Johnson in that category. Both of those guys have had that, which says a lot about the culture of Pittsburgh, and it does not say anything good with the current state of the Steelers. He is Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio. Don't forget, ESPN Radio, if you want the NBA on Christmas Day, they got all the coverage you need, especially beginning at 11:30 Eastern time from Madison Square Garden. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the New York Knicks. Right after that, the Golden State Warriors take on the team that won the championship last year when it comes to the Denver Nuggets. All that coverage, ESPN Radio has you covered with the NBA on Christmas Day.
This is your safe space, your sports therapy, your chance to get it off your chest. Safe Space with Freddie and Harry.
No judgment, no criticisms. It's all about you, to get it off your chest at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It does not have to be sports related. It can be anything that you say, I got love for it, or I don't have any love for it, but I got something to say about it. 888-729-3776. Kurt in Illinois, kick off the Safe Space.
Hey, guys. First off, big fan. This was back in 96, 97, back when kids were running and owning the neighborhood still. All I wanted for months was a bike for Christmas, and they knew it. Everyone in my family knew it. So Christmas morning arrives, and they thought it would be really funny to give me a pound of rock candy licorice that was shaped and acted like coal.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, man.
You can tell he's still hurt.
I'm hurt for him.
Yes.
Really? Man.
Coal.
That's just Scrooge everywhere in your family.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Kurt, brother, I feel for you. If I knew where Kurt lived, I'd buy him a bike right now.
Yeah, man.
Seriously.
That's purposeful scarring.
Exactly. For Christmas, to do that to a kid? Come on now.
Where do you even just get coal from? Like, you can't just grab that.
They made it a point. They were on a mission. Samuel Pierce, you're right. Because you're right. You can't just go to, like, the local Lowe's and say, I'll have that coal over there.
Like, you can't get coal from Target.
Exactly. Walmart, yeah. Give me the icebreakers for gum, and I'll have the coal in aisle five. No question about that. Yikes. AJ in Nebraska, what you got for the safe space?
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, if Mr. Pickens wouldn't block for my team, he wouldn't be there for very long. Yeah. My safe space is because I live in Omaha, Nebraska, and I don't have a safe space to talk about how good my Cleveland Browns are doing right now, how blessed we are that they're coming out with a fourth quarterback, Joe Flacco, off the bench to freaking win some games and just keep themselves in the playoff hunt. It's just amazing to be a Browns fan and sit around in December and, like, have a chance. Like, we can see the Lombardi Trophy. It's down the ways away, but we can see it. And that's something we haven't seen in a long time, and I'm excited to be a Browns fan. Thanks for the safe space, guys.
As you should, because I think Kevin Stefanski, he would be second in my Coach of the Year voting behind DeMeco Ryans and the Houston Texans. But, man, oh, man, he gets that team ready to play each and every Sunday. He doesn't care who's out there, who's not out there. They're always, always ready. You have to beat the Cleveland Browns. They are not going to beat themselves this year in 2023.
I'll go here. How about that, fellas?
Okay.
All right. Do I get the music? There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I love this. A little impromptu safe space from Chad Brown. Hit it.
All right. Now, you guys have heard this before because I'm a very appreciative guy.
Yes, you are.
But Shannon, Devin, you, Freddie, the entire crew that puts on this show, you guys have brought me into the family this year, filling in for Harry. Typically on Thursdays. Now I get a couple of days this week. I'm just appreciative of working seriously with the most professional radio crew I have ever worked with. You guys are detailed. You guys are pros. You guys are kind. You guys are just an awesome group of people to work with.
Thank you, bro.
I am blessed every opportunity I get to share the airwaves with you guys. I am stoked about it. Literally, I have to do a recap for an hour or two after show with my wife because she wants to hear about all the things that were great and funny and that we laughed at. And then I got to give a shout out to the callers on this show as well, because whenever we have a conversation before the show, we're doing the rundown and we go, ooh, that'll be a great caller topic. I instantly know we are going to have about an hour's worth of great calls that are either going to be touching and heartfelt, that are going to be incredibly funny, and I'm going to be laughing about for the next couple of days. So, yes, this is my safe space to say thank you to you guys and how grateful I am for this opportunity. Yeah,
the best thing about Chad, when you join the show, the juvenile level goes down. Because we're so juvenile, we need an adult in a room. And the fact that you come on and you're the adult in the room just saves us from being fired all the time, to be completely honest with you.
Thanks for not getting us fired.
Absolutely. Because if me and Harry keep this up, somebody's losing a job at a certain point in 2024. But thanks to you, we're able to stay afloat and have our own safe space when it comes to employment. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. My man Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman on Freddie and Harry. The safe space is there for you. No judgment. Say what you got to say and get it off your chest at 888-729-3776. Ira in Dallas, what you got, my friend?
Gentlemen, I just want to say, first of all, I enjoy your show. I enjoyed how you put the guy in his place regarding the NBA. You and I are about the same age. And I remember I had a Bird Everett basketball card.
Yeah, man. There we go.
But What I was going to say, we're talking about gifts. I remember my favorite gift. I believe I was either in the eighth or ninth grade, and my mother bought me a pair of Converse All-Stars. We called them Dr. J's back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got those same
ones. My mom worked nights. And I mean, every night I would unravel that paper on that gift, and I would wear those shoes. And by the time Christmas came about, my leather Dr. J's had wrinkles throughout.
I love that, because memories like that you never forget, especially you get something you've always wanted and you finally get a chance to get that. Real quick, Chad, what's your favorite Christmas gift?
My Uncle Wes was the, from my childhood, was the greatest giver of gifts. He always came right on time.
Uh-huh.
I got my first leather football from my Uncle Wes. Now, of course, you know, there was a little bit of front yard football, but everybody's front yard was big enough, so I had to take my ball and travel to my friend's house.
Right.
And we were on the streets. So that thing got scuffed up in the first week, but I would take it home and I would massage it with Vaseline to try to heal all the scuffs.
Nice.
But that football was instrumental in my love for the game. So thank you, Uncle Wes.
That is cool. My favorite Christmas gift, 6 years of age, 1971. My mom and dad bought me the full New York Jets football outfit with Joe Namath, the number 12, the helmet, shoulder pads, thigh pads, knee pads, jersey, and pants. There's still a picture of my mom and dad's photo gallery of me thinking I'm throwing a football with my big old dome and a helmet on top of it. Still one of my favorite Christmas gifts ever. Specifically for that picture that I decided to get in full uniform. Not like I was going to go play for the Jets that weekend. Got a full uniform when that happened. That was my favorite Christmas gift ever. Mark in California, safe space is yours, my friend. What do you have?
What's up, gentlemen? Happy holidays to you guys.
You too. Thank you.
Safe space. I need this space right now, man. I'm hurting. I know it's not baseball season, but my Oakland A's are going to Las Vegas.
Yeah. There's not enough safe space in the world for Mark in California, to be honest with you. I mean, I know that whatever was going on in Oakland, but it really stinks that that city does not have literally a pro team when you think about it. The Raiders are now in Las Vegas. The Athletics are going to be in Las Vegas. Golden State moved across the road, literally, to San Francisco. Oakland is an unbelievable sports town. When their teams were rocking, like the A's in the 70s or the Raiders in the AFL leading into the 80s before they moved to Los Angeles, that place had such great fan support. Golden State, I mean, when they were getting going a little bit before they moved to San Francisco, yeah, I feel bad, Chad, for the people in Oakland having their teams and that support not being rewarded for all they did for all those teams over the years.
Well, absolutely. Now, as crazy it was to go play in Oakland, it was certainly a very iconic place to do that. And the fans and the tailgates and the middle fingers from the fans as you pulled into the parking lot.
Right.
Sometimes the batteries thrown at you in the end zone. There was clearly a massive fan base there. I guess not big enough to support those teams. That's why those teams left.
Right.
But there's some very passionate fans, and it always feels – you know, in the end, we love the fact that you got to play professional sports.
Right.
But it's really ultimately about the fans. The fans are the ones who make this whole thing go.
Yeah.
And when you leave an entire city of fans without a team to support, it just leaves a void there that never can be replaced.
Yeah, especially when you know the silver and black for the Raiders. But when the Oakland Athletics, they wear like the all whites with the white shoes, when they were really, really good, man, those uniforms. I always wanted an A's jersey. I wasn't even an A's fan. But when they wore the all whites with kind of like the gold lettering, man, those uniforms were fire every time they wore those uniforms. He's one of our favorites. He's unique in New Jersey. Unique. What is your safe space, my brother?
Good brother. Give me 1 second, homie.
Everything's good, my man.
All right. What's good, my man? Hey, Brother Brown, I'm glad you came aboard, man. You know, it's much appreciated to have another brother with some knowledge. I just wanted to take the opportunity, good brother Freddie, to say thank you, you know, for allowing me to have a space to be able to talk about and get some good knowledge about sports, man. I appreciate how you guys hold the platform. And, man, Harry ain't there today, so you got to pass that on to him.
Sure.
Normally, man, you know, I stay away from – I'm an introvert type, but, you know, lately I've been reaching out to you guys because I feel that comfort. So I ditto what my man Brown said. And keep doing what you're doing, brother. It's much appreciated.
Well, we appreciate you for taking the time out to listen to us. And we also appreciate any time you want to reach out, Unique, man. It's always, always a blessing that we stand on your shoulders. This would not be us without all of you out there. So we really, really appreciate you. We got Shannon Penn, our producer. He needs a little safe space. So, Shannon, what you got, brother?
Yeah. All of this love is all good and well. It's great stuff by Chad Brown and Unique and all this other stuff. Forget all that. I want to talk to the Eagle fans right now.
Oh, no.
All right? You guys dropped three straight. You down real bad right now. All right? I'm going to be in the building Christmas Day, Giants at Eagles. And if you ask me what my prediction is going to be for the game, I will tell you to turn up my dad. I will tell you.
Pain,
exactly, Clubber Lane. That's my prediction for you Eagle fans, all right? Pain. Don't let me come out of the link and you guys drop four straight and losing to the Giants with Tommy DeVito at quarterback. Don't let that happen. Please don't let that happen. That's my safe space. And you know what?
Okay.
Put my dad back up. I got another one from Clubber Lane dropping gems.
So
if the Giants go out there and win in the link and I'm walking away from the stadium, this is what you're going to hear.
Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
Boom.
Wow. That's a lot of lip from a guy whose team is 5-9. That's a lot of lip from a quarterback whose nickname is Tommy Cutlets.
It's no pressure. It's no pressure right now. All the pressure's on Philly. No pressure.
Oh, I get that. I just hope for your sake, if your Giants win, that you keep it quiet. Because I don't want to have a song where I said, man, how did we lose Shannon? Well, we lost Shannon in Philadelphia.
Shannon going to come back with a heating pack covering up one eye. I'm telling you, Shannon, don't do it. Don't you tempt them Philly fans. Yeah,
Shannon going to come back in an ambulance. If you did not get through in a safe space on the phone, you can always hit us up on Twitter anytime you want at ChadBrown94. That's Chad's handle. My handle at ColemanESPN. Freddie and Harry together. Freddie coming to Chad Brown together. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Ravens 49ers Monday night. We'll have all the makings of maybe a Super Bowl preview and an MVP decider. We'll get to that next.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast. This is Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Purdy. Armed like a rocket and he moves like a birdie. Gonna lead the Niners to the promised land. Gonna have a trophy in his hand. MVP's what it's gonna say. Mr. Irrelevant here to stay. From the very last hit to the Super Bowl, he can tell all the doubters where to go. So put it on ESPN TV. Mr. Brock Purdy is the MVP.
It's Groove-a-thon Wednesday on Freddie and Harry with Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Appreciate you joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. That Purdy, Brock Purdy guy, has been in some kind of groove for the San Francisco 49ers. We can't wait to hope that should be an out-of-sight game on Monday night. 8:15 Eastern time on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Plus, and the Manning cast as well. San Francisco 49ers, team with the best record, many people believe the best team in the NFL. Baltimore Ravens, right there with them, among the best teams in the NFL. These two will meet in San Francisco on Monday night. Brock Purdy, Chad, leading the MVP race according to ESPN Bet, -215, the odds that he's going to win it. Behind him, Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens, +450. Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Cowboys, +650. Christian McCaffrey, running back for the 49ers, +1,000. Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback, +1,000. Jalen Hurts, Eagles quarterback, +2,000. Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, +2,500. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback, +2,500. And Tyreek Hill, Dolphins wide receiver, at +3,300. It's still amazing that Brock Purdy, a guy that was the last pick in the draft last year, could be the number one choice for MVP more than a year later.
It just goes to speak to the lack of true measurables when we're scouting quarterbacks.
Okay.
You know, we look at come draft time, how many times are we going to talk about arm strength for these college quarterbacks and things like that?
Yeah.
But in the end, for Brock Purdy, I called some of his games at Iowa State. He never wowed me as an athlete, never wowed me as a guy with great arm strength. Could he make the throw from one college hash to the opposite numbers? Yeah, so he had the prerequisite needed amount of arm strength, but it wasn't an eye-popping arm. But his ability to process, his ability to understand what the defense was doing, his ability to distribute his ball to the playmakers, I saw that at Iowa State. I saw that in his very first start. I was on the radio broadcast for his very first game where Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt with a foot injury against the Dolphins. Brock Purdy steps in, becomes the first Mr. Irrelevant to complete a pass in an NFL game.
Right.
Then in that same game, he becomes the first Mr. Irrelevant to throw a touchdown pass in an NFL game. Then he becomes the first Mr. Irrelevant to win a game as a starting quarterback. And then the list of accolades go on and on from there. So I've been watching this Brock Purdy story for quite a while. I'm not surprised to see him having success. This level of success, I would have never predicted.
Yeah.
His ability to distribute the ball, run the Kyle Shanahan offense to an incredibly high level, distribute the ball to the playmakers on time and with accuracy, has him leading the MVP race. I still think Christian McCaffrey is a more deserving player.
Absolutely.
But the MVP has become a bit of a quarterback award, therefore a quarterback will most likely get it, unless Christian McCaffrey, to your point earlier, scores 5 touchdowns, does that while he's naked and his hair is on fire.
Exactly. And the whole body on fire.
Okay.
At that point, not just the hair. The hair was only on fire. Oh, the whole body was on fire, then we got to vote for this guy. I go back to that game you mentioned with Brock Purdy when they played against the Miami Dolphins. I'll never forget on the air that next day when people said, well, this is a great story coming out of nowhere. I said, you guys are missing the whole thing. This is how much the San Francisco 49ers believed in Brock Purdy. They let him throw the ball around over 30 times in that game.
Yes.
Against the Miami Dolphins. They never did that with Jimmy Garoppolo. They wouldn't even think about doing that with Trey Lance. I said, now why would the 49ers do that if they didn't have enough faith in Brock Purdy to say, let him throw him around the park? He's not going to make terrible decisions. And he lit up the Miami Dolphins defense. I know it's not a great defense, but still it's an NFL defense. First time that anybody that lowly drafted went out there and did that in their first start. That told me all I needed to know what the 49ers felt and knew about Brock Purdy over a year ago.
When he came into the game, you know, I said standard broadcasting kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, let's the backup quarterbacks in the game, I think we'll see a lot of runs, a lot of checkdowns, a lot of screen passes, allow them to get comfortable. Nope, they came out slinging that thing, which was a completely different game plan than they had in the previous 5 games with Jimmy Garoppolo under center. It became clear that Kyle Shanahan had trust in this dude to execute his offense.
No doubt about that. He's Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. Joining me, Freddie Coleman on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. Keith in Arizona. What's the weigh-in on Purdy? Brock Purdy on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Captain Keith, what you got, my friend?
So let me give you guys a little history, and to go back even further than everybody else has. Brock Purdy, go look at his GPA, his grade point average in high school. Look at his grade point average at Iowa State. I go back to what Coach Parcell used to say. You give me a 3 or 4 year starter in college, I will take him over these so-called new Patrick Mahomes type quarterbacks. This man is intelligent. That is the part about football that people are missing. It's not about your physical attributes. It's not about, your moxie and all this stuff. This guy is smart.
I don't doubt that, but we're not talking about Brock Purdy being devoid of athletic ability. When you see some of the plays he can make inside and outside the pocket, you got to have some measure of that kind of athleticism, especially in that kind of offense. A lot of his stuff comes with that boot action where they fake the run one way, he gets on the outside of the pocket. I've seen him make plays with his legs. So, yeah, your point, Keith, about his intelligence and football IQ is definitely spot on. But it's not in space of his athletic ability. It goes hand in hand together with Brock Purdy keep getting better and better each and every week with the kind of weapons that they have with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I think you look at a guy like Brock Purdy or, heck, Peyton Manning, and you say those guys aren't great athletes. I mean, you have to realize how far off base you are when you say that. This man is playing in the National Football League. While he may not be Tyreek Hill, while he may not be Cam Newton-esque at his prime, he's certainly a tremendous athlete just to be able to do the things that he does. So, yeah, let's not reframe it in a way that is unfair to these tremendous athletes who play quarterback in the NFL.
See, that's the one thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, Chad. I think I've always believed this. TV dumbs down how talented people are when it comes to professional sports. Whether you're in the NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, plenty of people. I can't tell you how many times in my 19-plus years of working at ESPN Radio that I run into somebody and said, you know, if I had enough practice, I could do that. I said, you have no idea how great these people are. There is absolutely no reason that you believe that you, who has not had that kind of nutrition, that kind of athleticism, and what they do in practice just to be ready to not be dominated by somebody on the other side. This is not pro versus Joes. It didn't end well for those Joes either when that show was on TV. TV, to me, kind of dilutes how great people are because people see Brock Purdy and say, well, anybody can do that in that system. Oh, really? Well, Trey Lance was an athletic marvel. Didn't last in that system. Jimmy Garoppolo was an experienced quarterback. Didn't look like that in that system. I've always believed that TV completely undermines exactly how great pro athletes are, no matter who they are, male, female, alien, whatever.
I'm completely with you, Freddie, and it's absolutely true. And just to think about surviving an NFL collision, much less 30 times a game for the average human being, heck, I'm 53 years old, but I played in the NFL till I was 38 years old.
Wow.
I couldn't survive one of those collisions right now. And I know what's happening out there. I don't have the physical skill set anymore. Uh-huh. But I would damage some kind of internal organ. I would be bleeding from the inside.
Eric Allen, we had him on last week, and you know him, one of your contemporaries, yep. Mm-hmm. Was one of the semifinals with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He said that when he tore his ACL and he's rehabbing, and this was later in his career, and he's watching practice, and he said to himself, I want to come back to that? And I said, that game, he couldn't believe how exponentially faster that game was at that point of his career compared to when he first got into the National Football League. And he said, you really got a special kind of mentality because things keep getting faster and faster and bigger and stronger, especially in the National Football League. Unbelievable.
Yeah, whenever I get on the sideline nowadays, I look at the game and I go, mm-hmm. I can't believe I did that for as long as I did. That is insane, the size and the speed of these human beings and what they're able to do. Yes, if you are ever able to get on down on the sideline as a listener of this show, mm-hmm. high school ball, college ball, mm-hmm. pro ball, get down the sideline and view the game from the field level, not from up top in the stands where it's a bit sanitized. Get down on field level, see it, hear it. In some cases, you will feel it when that pile of bodies lands near you on the sideline and the entire ground vibrates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll give you a visceral experience that you have not been familiar with based on your TV watching.
Aaron in St. Louis wants to win in the Brock Purdy MVP conversation at 888-729-3776. Aaron, my brother, what you have?
Freddie, first time caller, long time listener. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you? Thanks. I appreciate the time as always, my man.
Good. So I'm from the Missouri area. I'm a huge fan, Kansas City Chiefs. I love Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But this whole talk about MVP and the Brock Purdy situation, I always said here on the radio, and I think about how people define the word value.
Yep.
Someone like Patrick Mahomes as a value to an organization, he's a great player, he's a great leader, he's a great quarterback. But his value, he's not the most valuable player on his team. When you think of somebody like Brock Purdy, who brings value in their contract rate, who brings value in the type of person that they are, the leader they are, the touchdowns they're throwing, the smarts that somebody else just mentioned. Patrick Mahomes is amazing, and I'm not throwing him away in any stretch of the means, but he's costing us almost $500 million, and we don't have receivers. We got nothing. And when you look at Brock Purdy in the position that he's in, at the value money-wise that he is, the team can build around him. He does what his boss wants him to do, and he delivers every single Sunday without question. And that's my point on what a most valuable player would be to me.
Okay, I hear what you're saying in terms of that, but believe me, Brock Purdy keeps playing like this, and that financial status is going to change. It's not going to be Patrick Mahomes' $500 million money, but there are plenty of owners that will sign to pay that kind of guy that kind of money when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, still the best player in the National Football League. At worst, the best quarterback in the NFL. But believe me, Chad, you know this, that is going to change. Brock keeps playing like this, he's not going to be a bargain basement quarterback at those kind of prices. And don't think for one second that the 49ers don't know that as well.
Yeah, if you get a quarterback in the draft, whether he's the first pick in the draft or Mr. Irrelevant like Brock Purdy, and this guy's a player, then you've got this window of 3 to 4 years while you can keep this guy under his rookie contract, while you can build up the rest of your football team. Because if this guy plays well for 3 or 4 years, then you're going to pay at the top of the market. And that, in this case, is $35-40 million a year at this point. So, yes, Brock Purdy's time will come, and the San Francisco 49ers will have to redistribute the salary cap allocations, and certain guys will be left out of that picture because they're just not going to fit with a quarterback who's earning $40-plus million a year.
We continue our safe space with you. We want to hear from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Whatever's on your mind, let us know. We give you an extra bonus safe space at 888-729-3776. And in other news, what is the most compassionate city in the United States? We'll bring that compassion next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
It is a Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry. Chad Brown in for Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We're going to get to the most compassionate city in the United States. But we got a little extra bonus safe space because we got people that want to get something off their chest. It could be sports-related, non-sports-related, good-related, bad-related, safe space-related. It's here for you right now. A little bonus at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Robbie Rob in Maryland, what you got for the safe space, my brother?
So I want to say, I never call radio stations, talk shows, but when I talk to you guys, I feel like I'm talking to guys in my neighborhood back in the day.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate even a guy to answer your phone are cool.
Nice.
So I just want to say I love the show, and I'm going to keep calling in every day when I can.
No doubt. No doubt.
Second thing is, I want to comment on that George Pickens deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, the guy, his job on that play is to block. So if he's not going to participate in that scheme, take him off the field and bring somebody else in that will block.
Amen.
You know, you got to participate. Just because he didn't get the ball don't mean he's not part of the play.
What he said. Well said.
Exactly what he said.
Well said.
Spoken like a coach. I love it.
I mean, if you're worried about avoiding injury in the National Football League, that is probably when you are going to get injured. That's a message for you, George Pickens, especially playing at that highest level. Chad in Mississippi, what you got for the safe space, my friend?
Yes, how y'all doing, guys?
We're good, my man. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Yes. All right. I enjoy your show. First time caller.
Thank you.
I enjoy Freddie when you was late night. I used to, when I was working third shift, I used to listen to you on late night.
Nice.
But I was just going to comment about Joe Flacco. I heard the Cleveland fan talking about them seeing the trophy maybe. I was just thinking it was just amazing. Wouldn't it be amazing if he won a Super Bowl with Cleveland and already had one with Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
And he was kicked out of the Jets. And for Aaron Rodgers, who they thought was going to the Super Bowl this year, and if he won one this year, what would you think they would think about?
Oh, my goodness. If the Jets ever won one with any quarterback, I don't care if he threw it backwards, I would take it.
Wow.
Seriously. But Joe Flacco's a great story. I don't know how long that's going to continue, but if you're a Browns fan, you're not trying to hear any slander as far as that goes. Keep on keeping on because Kevin Stefanski has done a fantastic job with that program. Each and every night we make sure that you're kept updated on something that you might have missed out. It could be sports related. It may not be sports related. But when it's related to you, it's always something good we like to call.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
According to WalletHub, these are the most caring cities in the United States. Now, the metrics they used in 36 were in three main categories. Caring for the community, that takes into account civic engagement, the share of residents who take part in fundraising, and rates of violent crime and pedestrian traffic fatalities, among other factors like caring for the vulnerable, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to go from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, Scottsdale, Arizona. Number 9, Portland, Oregon. Number 8, Fremont, California. Number 7, Colorado Springs, Colorado, not too far from you, Chad, where mm-hmm. you live in Colorado. Number 6, Chesapeake, Virginia. Number 5, San Diego, California. They were number 1 in caring for the vulnerable category. Number 4, New York, among the most caring cities. Stop laughing. Number 3, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Number 2, Boston, Massachusetts. Number 2 most caring cities. I know. Apparently they never listen to Sports Talk Radio in New York or Boston. They never done that. But the most caring city in the country? Madtown, Madison, Wisconsin, number 1 according to WalletHub, the most caring city.
Interesting. Now, I am at my place in Scottsdale, so I would agree with that. But New York and Boston, I lived in Boston. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, no. New York is care. It depends what they're caring about.
Right.
At that moment and who you might be. Man, I know.
Those rankings aren't connecting with me.
Yeah, what do those folks look like?
My experiences.
Yeah, what was that?
What do those folks look like who filled out that?
What you saying, Shannon?
Boston? What?
I'm a New Yorker, and that surprised me that New York was number 4 in the most caring cities in the country. That really, really surprised me. Amber and Ian comes your way next with Chad Brown and for Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. This has been Freddie and Harry on the mighty ESPN Radio. Take care. God bless. As always, don't forget to care.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.